He's here. Let him in.
Welcome in, Second City Sam's Hot Takes is back on the air. Today, it is Wednesday, January 20th, and if you tried to listen last week, the episode that I uploaded was cut short for some odd reason. I don't know what happened. Hopefully I got the, I got it figured out. But we're back this week, brand new episode, fresh out of the oven, Second City Sam's Hot Takes, with your host, Sam Pioppo. And I'm not alone today. Oh, no. Back with me is my good friend, Bobby Bailina. Bobby, how are you, sir?
I am good, my man. Thank you for having me on again.
Oh, man, anytime. You're a blast to have on the show, of course, because we differ in sports takes often. So we have a lot to talk about today. Let's take a look at the rundown here before we get into it. We do have a few questions for the Hot Takes Q&A. Herman on Facebook Live, I do see your question. I will answer it in just a little bit here. But on the show today, we have some Blackhawks talk. Not the most fun thing to talk about, Bobby.
It isn't.
But, you know, I mean, they're still the Blackhawks, so we're going to talk about them. We got the Bulls, who've won a few in a row. Bobby knows more about the Bulls than I do, so we will be talking Bulls, especially since I have him on the show today, so I don't sound like a complete dumbass when I'm talking about basketball. We're going to have the NFL picks of the week. Not only my picks this week, Bobby's going to give you his picks as well. We're going to give you scores, since there's only four games, and,
four games?
Two games, my bad, four teams is what I meant. We're going to talk some off-season baseball, because the Cubs and the White Sox seem to be going in two different directions. And we're going to break all that down and what's going on with each team here. And to finish off the show, as usual, we will finish it off with some professional wrestling. So we got a full slate for you. Keep it right here. For those of you listening on Facebook Live, I'd like to thank you all for checking us out. For those of you listening after the edited version of this podcast, thank you for giving us a listen. Make sure to give the podcast a 5-star review on whatever you're listening to. You can follow me on Twitter at Second City Sam, and you can follow Bobby on Twitter at
Big Boy Bobby B.
Follow that man Squid on the Twitter. So we're going to kick it off. Only a few questions this week on the Hot Takes Q&A. So we're going to kick it off with the one on Facebook Live right now from Herman Aguilar. You guys think Mahomes will be back in time? Bobby.
After what we just saw, I believe so.
Okay, tell the people what you saw.
He had limited practice today. So he's able to get back in rhythm while still being in the protocol. But still, it's still a little iffy for Sunday.
So explain to the people, since you just explained it to me. Explain to the people what it means that he's practicing, but he's still in concussion protocol.
Basically, from what I found out, is that it's like stages. So, like, first stage, they want to see if you can do, like, normal motions, make sure that you can touch your toes without getting dizzy, do all that sort of stuff without showing symptoms that you have a concussion. Then it moves up tiers. And I think third tier is him doing limited practicing, where he's able to go through the motions of him going through his routine, doing plays, but not having full on contact.
Yeah.
So hopefully he's back for Sunday, but we'll see.
So, I mean, if it means that he's So if he's gotten to the point to where he's practicing now, then, well, I mean, we're not, you know, we're not doctors or anything, but as it seems, you would think he's probably going to play, correct?
Yes. Like, 80% sure.
Okay. And if he doesn't play,
Chad Henne is going to be in the game.
Chad Henne will be starting for the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC Championship game. And, of course, we will be getting to some NFL talk as well as our NFL picks of the week because there is some stuff going on in the NFL, some stuff involving our Bears, of course. So you're going to want to keep it right here because we have all the knowledge. Knowledge. All right. So next question on the Hot Takes Q&A is from John Spano. Number one, he asks, when will the Cubs start to spend money again? That's a tough question, John, because, I mean, as you can see, they're pretty much doing the opposite of spending money, and it seems, I don't know if they just think we're stupid or something, but it seems like they're rebuilding, and they just don't want to admit it. So I don't see them spending a whole lot of money within the next few seasons at all. In fact, I think they're going to be subtracting money, if you will, like they have been with Yu Darvish, and like the rumors have been with Chris Bryant and Wilson Contreras. So at least not for a couple of years, in my opinion, John. What about you, Bobby?
Same thing. A couple of years down the road.
Yeah.
Not for sure.
I mean, they're not in a position to spend money because they claim they're broke. They're trying to get under the luxury tax, and it's a difficult time right now. It seems like the Cubs are regressing. I saw a tweet the other day, John, that it said it took 108 years for the Cubs to escape mediocrity, but it took them just over four to return to mediocrity. So hopefully that's not the case, but we'll see. Number two from John is another Cubs question. It says, do you expect the Cubs to part with anyone else before or during the season?
Yes. Chris Bryant, Wilson Contreras.
Before or during?
Probably Chris Bryant, probably middle of the year.
Okay, so you think they're going to let him?
When the deadline comes around.
Yeah, you know what? I think you're probably right because his value is, let's be honest, it's garbage right now.
It is garbage. He didn't really produce last year.
Yeah, so I mean,
so they're not going to really give up high talent for Chris Bryant.
Well, yeah, that and it might not be a bad idea to let him play, and hopefully he plays well and gets his trade value up before you can make a deal. But Wilson Contreras, before or during?
Wilson Contreras probably before.
You think so?
I believe so, because they can get a high dollar for him.
Well, I thought we can get a high dollar for Yu Darvish, too, but here we are.
Yeah, here we are, friggin' pinching pennies with Yu Darvish getting nobodies.
I don't understand it. And I feel like you definitely could have gotten so much more for him. But, I mean, if they get something for Contreras, I guess I wouldn't be too upset. But you better damn well get something back for him that's worth a damn. And then finishing up here, I have a few questions from my lovely fiance Hannah. She said, "How did you cook that steak so good yesterday?" I don't know, man, but that steak was phenomenal. For everyone who doesn't know about the Aldi, Bobby, you shop at Aldi.
I do shop at Aldi.
Aldi is the stuff, and we bought these petite cut sirloins from Aldi. It's a small cut of steak, but man, it's really good. Not a whole lot of fat on it, and it cooks so damn good on the grill. And I mean, if you know what you're doing on the grill, it's not hard to cook a steak. And those cook just right, man. A perfect medium steak with those things are phenomenal. So highly recommended to those who shop at Aldi, the petite cut sirloins are the way to go. Number two, you said it's time to trade Patrick Kane during the game yesterday. Still true or heat of the moment? If so, what are we gaining from it? I did say that. and it is still true. It was not heat of the moment. I look at it like this. So the Blackhawks are not going to be good for however many more years, right? It's going to be at least 3-4 years.
Yeah.
Why are we going to hold Patrick Kane hostage in a contract that he knows he's not going to win anything? He is in the prime of his career. I think he has reached his peak. So if he's as good as he is now is the time you're going to get the most trade value, or you're going to get the most in return for Patrick Kane. So if you were ever going to trade Patrick Kane, I'm sorry to say that. I never thought I'd say this, but I think it would be now. Bobby, agree or disagree?
Oh, totally agree. For 100% agree with that. Kane, it's like even with Jonathan Toews, like both of them just need to go find another team so they can actually produce with a team that can win a championship.
Yeah, and it's nothing against Toews and Kane.
It's not. They gave us 3 championships in 5 years. And it's still the fact that I don't think they can produce with this lineup, with this team, and with this head coach and front office anymore.
Yeah.
That they just need to remove their no trade clause and just accept the inevitable.
Yeah, and that brings up another question. Would they even be willing to move, or do you think they'd want to stay in Chicago and finish it out the way they started?
Give them the option?
I'm saying if you were to give them the option, do you think they would be like, yeah, I'll waive the no trade clause, sure? Or do you think they'd be like, no, I want to stay here?
That it would have to be in favor of them. Like, right. It would have to be like, the pot has to be, like, nice and well for them before they...
So you're saying the deal has to be, like, yeah, I'm going to a good frickin',
yeah,
like,
I'm
a
going
good
to,
frickin'
like,
situation?
Like, Kane getting traded to Colorado. Like, if that was on the table...
Oh, my God. Could you imagine that hockey team?
If that was on the table, I would be... And I was in Kane's shoes, I would just automatically waive my no-trade clause and be like, sure. Hopefully win a championship the next 2 years and then go from there.
I never thought I'd have to say that, but good question, Hannah. Number 3 is for both of us. This is actually pretty good. All-time favorite player / wrestler. Any team, any sport, gotta pick one. Not the best, just your favorite. So, she's combining sports and wrestling, it sounds like. Do you want to answer this first? That's difficult as hell. That's really tough.
Or do you want to split it up into two?
We are on the show. We can do whatever we want.
Because we can split it up into two. My favorite player... when I was growing up, was Paul Konerko. That's what got me into baseball, was watching him when I was a little kid, plus watching Derek Lee.
I freaking love Derek Lee, man. Oh, my God. That was my favorite.
I say Paul Konerko is my favorite player.
Of all time?
Of all
sport.
Time, yeah.
Interesting. I like it. Big fan of Paul Konerko. Big fan. Definitely not my favorite of all time. Oh, man, that is so tough. Favorite all-time player in any sport.
I know it's going to be tough for you.
There's so many freaking good ones that I grew up... I mean, think about it. You got, like, my first... All right, the player that got me into baseball was Sammy Sosa. Hitting 40, 50 bombs a year. I mean, that's... Obviously, his career went down the tubes pretty quick with the Cubs, but... I think I would have to say all-time favorite player. Alright, so I'm going to narrow it down to 3, and then I'm going to pick from there. I'm going
to
go...
When you narrow it down to 3, can I pick which one?
You think I'm going to pick?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. We'll go... Sammy Sosa, Brian Urlacher, and Marian Hossa.
I would say it would be Brian Urlacher.
Why?
That's so tough.
It is. It is.
Because you love Marian Hossa when he was on the Hawks.
Oh my God, I love Marian Hossa.
You, me and you talking about the Chicago Bears at 06 defense with Brian Urlacher, Lance Briggs, Charles Tillman. Like, and then you also got Sammy Sosa, where that era of baseball was him versus Mark McGwire every year.
Dude.
To see who can hit the most bombs, even both of them were on juice.
Dude, bring back the juice. It was so much fucking fun. I don't even swear on the show. I just dropped an F-bomb. It was so... Dude, I don't care. It was so much fun. So you'd say Brian Urlacher?
Yeah. But I have a feeling you're leaning towards Marian Hossa.
You know what? No, I'm not going to pick Marian. I'm going to pick Sammy Sosa. Just for the simple fact that he got me into the game. And, I mean, baseball was my first love. And the person that got me into my first love was Sammy Sosa. So I'd have to go Sammy Sosa. Followed closely by Marian Hossa. So you were almost spot on.
Oh, so third place would be Brian Urlacher? Third place is
Brian Urlacher.
Oh, God.
No disrespect whatsoever. That man is...
You know who else I can throw in there?
For you?
Yes.
Who?
Thomas Jones.
Dude. 2 years with the Bears, and I loved every second of it.
Thomas Jones gave me the love for the Bears.
I freaking love Thomas Jones. Not enough love in Chicago for Thomas Jones.
Him with Cedric Benson?
Screw Cedric Benson. They kept Cedric. Yes. Oh, man, I shouldn't have said that. I forgot he died. Not screw Cedric Benson, but they let Thomas Jones walk because, ooh, Cedric Benson's our guy.
Yeah.
And then what happened? He shit the bed, he went to the Bengals, and played well there.
I thought he played on the Bengals before.
No, we drafted him.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So, great questions there. Thank you guys for reaching out, sending in your questions on the Hot Takes Q&A. You could send any questions you want throughout the week. It could be sports, it could be wrestling, it could be music, it could be food, it could be life. Send them my way. Nothing's off limits. I will answer them. When he's on the show, Bobby will answer them. Looks like we got a question coming in here on the Facebook Live from Herman. Two-part question. Let's talk about that deal Toronto made. How do you think that will help boost that lineup? Also, do you think the ghost of Astros past will follow Carrera, or all is forgiven now?
You know what he's talking about, right?
No.
Garbage can?
Well, yeah, I get that, but do you think the ghost of Astro... No.
No.
No. It's over with. They didn't get a harsh enough penalty, sure, but, I mean, the pandemic really... It really silenced the critics about the Astros scandal. And it shouldn't have, and people should still be talking about it today. The players should have been penalized. Should A.J. Hinch even be allowed to coach again, even though, yes, he is. It's over with, man. I mean, it's still fun to see the occasional Astros joke, but I think, I wouldn't say all is forgiven, but, I mean, it's kind of been swept under the rug, wouldn't you say?
Do you think that A.J. Hinch is going to get that in Detroit?
Get what in Detroit?
All those jokes.
Oh, man.
Thrown at him by all the Detroit fans?
Maybe not, because he's not a player. But if he was a player on the field, that'd be probably something to have fun with. Toronto. Oh, he's talking about...
He's talking about the George Springer.
Springer. How do you think that will help boost that lineup? Dude, that's not the only move they made, isn't it?
They made I saw that this morning.
Isn't it at work. Let me see. Isn't it a pitcher?
No, it was another outfielder.
It was? I think it... No. I thought it was a... Let's bring it up here. Toronto Blue Jays. Here it is. Oh, they signed Michael Brantley. That's what it was.
Is he an outfielder?
I believe so. I don't remember. So they signed George Springer to a 6-year, $150 million contract, which is huge.
That is a huge contract. I wish I had that money.
We all. And then engaged in serious talks with Michael Brantley. 3-year deal. The team remains interested, but there. Oh, here it is. No agreement. God, just get on with it. Yeah. Where's the deal, though? I can't find the deal anywhere.
For who? Michael Brantley?
Yeah. Maybe they don't have the numbers yet?
They probably don't.
Anyway, yeah. Michael Brantley is now... Weren't the Sox thinking about...
They're trying to...
Wasn't it, like, early in the offseason?
It was early.
So the Astros...
Look who else went to the Blue Jays.
Oh, my God, yeah. I didn't even put that in the rundown either. Tyler Chatwood.
But look at this lineup.
Wait a minute. So from Joey Rydberg, he says Michael Brantley is staying with the Astros on a 2-year deal, just got the notification. Yeah, he is. Wow. Ah, man, we gotta get our facts straight, huh? Well, I swear I saw that earlier, didn't you?
I saw that they were signing a deal. Maybe it was because he was probably under... restricted free agent.
Yeah.
So they had to change some matches.
Oh, yeah. So here it is. 2-year deal. 2-year, $32 million for Michael Brantley to stay with the Astros. So my apologies there. We suck. Thank you, Joey, for the clarification. Also, Joey has a question on here on Facebook Live. Do you think the Sox have a team that other teams should be worried about? Abso-freaking-lutely, dude. I mean, the AL is stacked, but...
Do we need to say it?
Say it.
Do we need to say it?
Ooh, say it. I want to hear it.
Oh, the Yankees they got to watch out for.
Ugh.
The fucking Yankees.
Dude, the Sox are going to be great, Joey. You don't have to worry about that, dude. They're the only Chicago team that's going to be fun to watch for the next couple of years.
That AL championship's running through New York, though.
Oh, damn. This is the hot takes, baby. Bobby bringing in them hot takes. Spicy. It's hotter than a frickin' ghost pepper. I love it. So, again, thank you guys for the hot takes Q&A. Thanks for submitting your questions.
But going on the Toronto thing, look at this. Yeah. Look at this lineup.
Let's see.
You got George Springer. You got Vlad Guerrero Jr.
Who trimmed down
a lot. Yeah. You got Kevin Biggio. Craig Biggio's son.
Oh, my God. That's right.
Like, this team is stacked with young players that can be a threat, but I don't see it this year.
No, they're probably maybe a couple years away, but it seems like they're trying to go all in on building this thing, which is good, because you know what? The Blue Jays are fun when they're in the playoffs. Their fans are freaking insane, dude.
I honestly want to go to Toronto.
Just
to see a Blue Jays
game. You gotta
go,
don't you?
I gotta go.
Yeah, you will eventually. From Kyle Brancala on the Facebook Live. The Yankees can go and yank me. I like it. Yeah. Screw the Yankees, man.
They have all the money in the
world.
They do.
It's freaking. It's annoying to see what the Yankees get compared to everyone else. So, yeah, Kyle, definitely agreed. By the way, feel better, buddy.
Yeah, Kyle, feel better.
So, the Hot Takes Q&A is over. So, let's get on to bigger and better things here on the show. We're going to talk some Chicago Blackhawks.
Why?
Why is right. Because this team is a freaking joke. 4 games in, they're 0-3-1. Yesterday, they lose to the Florida Panthers 5-4 in overtime. Just when you thought they were going to win a game, they just rip it out. They rip your heart out. They twist it. They stomp on it. And, yeah, the Blackhawks lose 5-4. Kevin Lankinen, 23 saves on 28 shots.
Who?
Yeah, who is right? Who are these guys? Yeah, 3 different goalies started for the Hawks in the last 4 games. So, that's cool. Goals from Dominic Kubalik. He scored 2. Patrick Kane, because of course. And Philip Kurashev gets his first career NHL goal.
Kubalik and Kurashev. Are 2 rookie studs.
Yeah, and
if they get played right.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. Kubalik in his sophomore season, he's Man, the kid can score.
He can score.
That's for damn sure. He's just got to be utilized. 34 shots on goal for the Hawks last night. Not too bad of a total. They scored 4 goals. By rights, you should usually win that game.
You should, but they didn't.
Let's talk about Jeremy Colleton. Let's talk about his use of the Blackhawks lines, I guess you could say. Because just the other day, Dominic Kubalik was, what did he get, like 10 minutes of ice time?
Yeah, 10 minutes
of
ice time
for the entire game. And
when you have that big of a stud and he's not even using him correctly, he wants to put his first line out there for most of the freaking game. And it's just, he's not using his players correctly.
No, and he comes out the next game, uses Dominic Kubalik, and he scores 2 goals. What does that tell you?
He's going to bench him.
We have an AHL freaking head coach coaching the Chicago Blackhawks. He has no freaking idea what he's doing. Hell, let's go back a little bit. Last year in the playoffs against the Golden Knights, the Hawks got eliminated in 5, right? 5 games? I think.
I believe.
Well, yeah, it was 4-1. In game 5, an elimination game. You need to win. Who does Jeremy Colleton throw on his top line? John Quenneville? What?
Why?
And then last season he had Patrick Kane all the way down on the third line. Patrick Kane on the third line. So, comment here from Joey Robert, the Hawks need a damn goalie. Yeah, they do need a goalie, Joe, but they need a damn head coach first.
They just need a whole entire new front office.
Yeah, well.
Stan Bowman needs to go.
Oh, but he just got promoted.
I hate seeing the Hawks rebuild with Stan Bowman at the helm.
I'm telling you.
Because that man doesn't know what he's doing. Jeremy Colleton doesn't know what he's doing. Fucking Rocky Wirtz doesn't know what the fuck he's doing.
And now Danny Wirtz is
Danny Wirtz, the president.
Yeah, he's the...
doesn't know what the fuck... Nobody knows what the fuck they're doing in that front office.
It's getting pretty ugly.
I had a better chance at creating a better hockey team on NHL franchise mode in NHL 20 than the Hawks do this year.
Yeah, and you know what? I meant to have this pulled up. I want to mention the Washington Capitals team from 1975, I think.
Why?
I'll show you why. Because they are the worst hockey team in NHL history. It was their first year in the league. They went 8-67-5.
Oh, Blackhawks can top that.
So, if it was an 82-game season, which it's not, it's a 56-game season. If it was an 86-game season, 82, sorry. If it was an 82-game season, how many do you think, realistically, how many games do you think the Blackhawks would win?
10.
10! That would be so, man.
They'll just flip the Chicago Bulls back in the 90s when they went 72-10.
Oh, God.
They'll go 10-72.
funny story with that, man, because I didn't know anything like that existed, like an 8-win hockey team, until yesterday. I don't know how I came across the stat, but... 8-67-5.
Were the 8 wins just handed to them?
I don't know.
Did they just let the goalie just sit out the whole entire game?
Like, that is so freaking bad. Obviously, they did that expansion team. Dude, if I owned that team and I'm just coming into the league first year and I go 8-67...
I'm selling.
Yeah, I'm selling too. All right, I didn't mean to do this. I'm sorry. I need a redo.
I was stupid with my money, and I thought I could get in the NHL, with a team, and
I wasn't ready. Like Santino Morello when he got when he got eliminated from the Royal Rumble. Let's talk about the rookies, though, man, because there are a few that I am digging, and one of those we mentioned, Philip Kurashev, played every game except for the first one, and he looks like he fits. He looks like he belongs. Fit. And he's a hard worker. He gets into the areas. He seems like he has a strong skill set. And that shot yesterday was really good.
It was good. Is he on the third line or the fourth?
I think he'd been playing with the third. Actually, yeah. Because it's Kane, Strom, and DeBrincat.
I'm first.
Yeah. And then, holy crap. Who is our centers, man? We have so many centers out. Oh, Pia Suter. Yeah, he's playing with Suter, Kubalik, and I think it's Kubalik and Kurashev, no? I don't know. But either way, he's looked really good and gets rewarded with his first goal yesterday. I want to talk about...
That's the first thing that pops up when you write in Chicago.
That's disappointing. The Bears 21-9 over the Saints. What are we talking about? Oh, yeah, let's talk about Ian Mitchell on defense. So, comparing him and Adam Boqvist, who Boqvist got played most of last year.
Yeah.
Ian Mitchell looks so good. He looks so comfortable. And Adam Boqvist... He just continues to struggle.
He does.
I don't understand really what it is. He's on the power play. He leads the power play. He's the quarterback of the power play, and he looks confused. He's not strong on his skates. He turns the puck over big time, and he's terrible in his own end.
You can't do that when you're a defenseman.
No. And I don't know, man. Adam Boqvist... I think he has a lot of talent. I think he has a lot of skill, but I'm worried that Adam Boqvist could become a bust if he doesn't figure things out. And it may not even be all on him because we have Jeremy Colleton coaching him.
Yep.
So, I don't know. Pia Suter as well from the Finnish Elite League. He was the MVP of that league last year. First year in the NHL. Looks decent. Should have had a very sick assists. Two games ago, to Patrick Kane on that disallowed goal.
Was that against Tampa?
No, it was the first game against the Panthers. It was deemed offside.
Oh, yeah.
And it was offside, but the freaking goal, the pass was insane, and he looks like he belongs too. So it's a matter of figuring out which young guys belong and which young guys don't, and then putting some freaking talent around it, because right now, man, this team doesn't have a whole lot of talent. I mean, just look at the goaltending. The goaltending. Malcolm Subban, Colin Delia, and Kevin Lankinen.
Like I told you at work, bring back Scott Foster.
No, we're not bringing back Scott Foster. He's an accountant.
Give him a full-time goaltending job. He'll do better than freaking Malcolm Subban.
He might. I mean, hey, if there's one thing we could say... It's that the Chicago Blackhawks goaltending has been a model of consistency this year.
You sure about that?
Yes. In each of the four games, they've given up 5 goals.
Oh, man.
Each time.
So consistent.
Subban gave up 5. Colin Delia gave up 5. Colin Delia again gave up 5. And Kevin Lankinen gives up 5.
My grandma can probably save more pucks than...
Dude. 20 goals against in 4 games.
That's horrible.
It is, and we don't have a whole lot of defense to help them out, but Jesus. How about a save or two to bail out your D? The Blackhawks, they are back on the ice.
Tonight.
No. Friday.
Friday.
Yeah, they're back on the ice Friday.
Against the Detroit Red Wings.
Yes, and the Hawks are actually at home for the first time since April of last year.
Holy crap, a full year?
Almost.
No, it was March of last year.
Was it March?
Yeah, because the last game they played was at home versus the Sharks.
Mike was there.
Mike what?
So, yeah, almost a damn near a full year since the Hawks have been on the United Center ice. So that'll be cool to see. a renewed rivalry. Two very bad teams playing each other. So, who knows? Something's got to give! And something will give. Hopefully, the arena. So none of us have to watch. That's terrible. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm tired of talking Blackhawks. What do you
think? I'm so tired of it. And we already touched base on if we should deal Patrick Kane.
Yeah, we're not gonna. We're not gonna. Yes, they should deal Patrick Kane. End of story. Let's take a quick timeout. We'll come back. We're gonna talk some Chicago Bulls. Bobby here is my expert.
Go Bulls!
Yeah, Bulls.
Bulls are the only sport in Chicago that actually makes me a fan. They're fun to watch.
Yes, they are. I'll give you that.
Not the Blackhawks.
They're a chore to watch, man. Not as much of a chore as the Bears, but it's pretty. It's really bad.
You know, it was a chore.
What?
Watching that press conference.
Oh my God! I don't even want to revisit that. So we're going to take a break. We're going to talk Bulls. We got the NFL picks of the week coming up. We got some NFL discussion. Cubs off season, White Sox off season, and finishing off the show, professional wrestling. Keep it right here. Don't go away. You're listening to Second City Sam's Hot Takes with Bobby Bilena. Don't go away. Welcome back. Second City Sam's Hot Takes back with you here. I am your host, Sam Pioppo, alongside Bobby Bilena, my special guest on this week's show. Follow us on Twitter. We post a lot there. Bobby gives me all of my news up to date on Twitter because he tags me in it.
I break the news when he's live on his show.
Yes, he has done that a couple of times, yeah. So follow us on Twitter. Yep, follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter at Second City Sam and at Big Boy Bobby B. You'll see a picture of Sammy from Rocket Power. Squid. Yeah. All right, so we're back on it here. Chicago Bulls talk. The Bulls, they're winners of two in a row. They're 6-8 on the season, 11th in the Eastern Conference. I don't know about Babby. I can't speak right now. What the hell's going on?
You're tired.
I am.
It was a long day at work.
Most impressive Bull this season. You said they're fun to watch. So who's been the most impressive? Who's been the most fun to watch?
I'm going to give you my top three.
Okay.
First off, Zach LaVine. Zach LaVine's been a stud the last couple games, averaging 35 points per game this season.
Yeah.
Kobe White stepping up in his sophomore year, actually starting, not coming off the bench.
Yep.
He's averaging, I think, like 25 points a game. And then the rookie, Patrick Williams. Complete shocker as to how good he's been playing since he only played one season at Florida State and came off the bench.
Yeah, came off the bench.
And he only averaged 6 points a game at Florida State. So it's fun to watch. But it's like these heartbreaking losses, but that's what that's what's going to happen when you have a new coach, you have a new front office, you're trying to get a scheme together, you're trying to get team chemistry.
It's growing pains.
It is growing pains, but the players are having fun, not like when they had with Jim Boylan.
Oh my God, that guy sucked.
Because Zach LaVine basically ran that offense without even listening to Jim Boylan.
Well, nobody wanted to play for him.
He was basically doing high school drills in a professional league.
Yeah, that was a lost cause in general. On the other side of things, biggest disappointment this season for the Bulls.
Lauri Markkanen.
That's got to be, right?
It's the only person that's actually a downfall is Lauri Markkanen. He's not really producing. He doesn't look like he fits in the system.
No, and it looks like he's drowning. He's not developing the way the Bulls thought he would. And I thought bringing Billy Donovan in would really help his development. And I mean, he's gotten a few minutes the last few games.
Yeah, last few games he's gotten a few minutes, but
I haven't watched. So how did he play in those minutes?
He played good, but it's still the fact that he really didn't start the season.
No, he didn't play.
The starting lineup for the season was Zach LaVine, Kobe White, Patrick Williams, Otto Porter,
And Wendell Carter.
Wendell Carter Jr. Yeah. Like, there was no Lauri Markkanen in that starting lineup.
No, and you barely see him even off the bench either.
I think he's coming off the bench with like 10 minutes a game now.
Who was that guy coming off the bench?
He's coming off the bench for
Garrett. Something, right? Garrett Temple.
Garrett Temple.
Yeah, he was coming in.
Oh, man, Temple is phenomenal.
Yeah, he's been good. That's why Lauri hasn't been playing a lot.
Yeah, Temple's getting more minutes per game over Lauri.
Yeah.
And he's scoring more points than Lauri does.
I mean,
he's actually able to move the ball. He's able to move without the ball. He's able to get open.
Yeah, and Temple's been around the block, too. So he's not like a guy that needs to be developed or anything. He's a basketball player. He's been around. He knows what he's doing.
He just wants to play.
Yeah, and Lauri, I really don't know what to tell you about that kid because you've seen his skills. He's got the skills. Being able to use them and bring them out has just not been there consistently for Lauri. And hopefully they can figure something out because right now he doesn't have trade value, no?
No, he doesn't have any trade value at all for the Bulls.
So they're going to have to figure it out with him or release him at some point because you're not going to get anything for him. So, I mean, if I'm Billy Donovan, I'm going to do whatever I can to figure it out with this kid and try to make the best of the situation and try to get him back to where he was in his rookie season because ever since then, he hasn't really been shit.
Definitely.
He hasn't been anything. Speaking of Billy Donovan, the effect... I want to talk about the effect he's had on these Bulls teams. Because you see them playing super hard for Billy Donovan. Every loss they've had except for one or two
came down to
the wire. It's close. Within a few points. 10 points or fewer. So what is the effect that Billy Donovan has on this team? Because it seems like they're playing really damn hard for him. And they're playing fun basketball.
He brings that chemistry that... all teams look for when you want a fun coach, but also a coach that will have your back when, like, you basically, like, I'll scratch your back if you scratch mine.
Yeah.
Like, he'll fight for you, and he'll understand you, but then he'll also give you the minutes that you deserve or play you the way you should have. And that's why these players see that, and they're like, oh, this is a new mentality. Let's run with it and see where it goes.
Yeah. So do you think in the future, obviously the Bulls are rebuilding, and they're not ready to win anything yet, but do you think having a guy like Billy Donovan better suits the Bulls to attract big free agents in the future when this team is ready to win?
Because look at how Billy Donovan last year... he worked with Chris Paul phenomenally. Like, he gave Chris Paul coaching jobs when he was on the floor. Like, Billy Donovan, like, stepped back a little bit because he knew Chris Paul was in the league for so long.
Yeah, he's been around.
And he also helped Chris Paul out, like, further his career, even though he is getting old.
Yeah,
but now it's just like he can bring in the high talent, work with them, know how they play, work around, like, design plays specifically around their talent, and then make the guys mesh well.
I like it. Good stuff. The Bulls, they are next in action on Friday. They play the Hornets. I believe a 7 p.m. tip-off. So Bulls look for the third in a row. 6-8 on the season. Hopefully they can get into that playoff picture by the time the season ends. But if not, that's not really... a goal right now for the Bulls.
If you don't want to watch the Bulls, just watch the game and watch LaMelo ball out. That man can make fantastic passes, and that team is meshing really well.
I have not watched a single minute of basketball if it hasn't been the Bulls. I cannot do it. Can't do it, man. It's just not my sport, as you know.
It's not your sport at all.
So boom, that's it for Bulls. That's it for Blackhawks. Now let's talk about some neutral stuff. So not Chicago based, since our football team is garbage. NFL picks of the week, baby. It's that time. We are going to do scores this week since there are only two games.
Obviously, 4 games?
Screw you. All right. Two games, AFC and NFC Championship week. So we're going to start it off with the Green Bay Packers versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Bobby, you go first.
Oh, why do I gotta go first?
Because I'm the host, and I said so.
Fuck you.
Beep.
I got Packers. I don't think Tom Brady can pull it out. I don't think he can beat Aaron Rodgers in Lambeau. In supposedly it's supposed to be 20 degrees and snowing.
Yes, bring it on. That's my kind of football.
And snowing. I don't think he can pull it off.
Oh, well, it's very possible.
I say Packers by 3.
Packers by 3. What's the score?
I would say 30-27.
Big time game right there.
That'd I think Packers are going to have a chip on their shoulder from when they lost by 28.
Oh, they got destroyed during the season.
They lost by 28 when they went down to the Buccaneers week 6.
Yeah. And they and Rodgers got sacked like freaking 6 or 7 times.
Yeah, Rodgers got sacked a shit ton. Like, yeah, they're probably going to hurt without their star offensive tackle.
Bakhtiari. Yeah, that dude's good, man. Interesting take. I'm gonna agree with you and say the Packers. But if it's going to be 20 degrees and snowy, I see a lower scoring game. I don't really want to watch this game, man. Because I hate Green Bay, obviously. I hate Aaron Rodgers. But I hate Tom Brady. So, it's a lose-lose for me, man. I am so so far from interested in this game. It's ridiculous. But I'm going to pick the Packers. I'm going to... I got them winning by a touchdown. Actually, we'll give them a touchdown. I think it's going to be...
What's the actual spread?
I don't know. I think it's going to be 27-21, though. Packers win. They move on to the Super Bowl, unfortunately, and I die a little inside. But we'll have to see what... Oh, are you checking the spread?
Mm-hmm.
The spread's on ESPN, though?
Yep.
What? Yeah, check both of the spreads. Don't you have DraftKings?
I do. I have FanDuel, but I don't want to log in.
Oh. Why, you don't want to be tempted?
Yes.
I don't blame you one bit.
Let's just log in.
See, you're going to win it anyway.
Nah.
Whatever. We're going to talk Chiefs-Bills. That is the next game. It's the AFC title game.
Ooh.
What do we got?
They have the Packers -3.
Oh, my God. So there you go. You're picking, you picked the spread.
Both of them, both games are 3.
Oh, wow.
Both games are -3.
That's interesting. I think if you would have told me that the Bills and Chiefs would be a 3-point spread, I think I'd probably call you an idiot. But there it is. It's a 3-point spread. Speaking of Chiefs-Bills, this game is going to be good. If Patrick Mahomes is playing.
If.
Because this affects our pick big time.
It does.
If Patrick Mahomes doesn't play, the Chiefs aren't winning.
I got the Bills.
Whoa! Even if?
Even if.
Oh, man. I can't wait to hear this. I can't wait to hear it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Give me the explanation.
Oh, man. I don't see Mahomes, the Chiefs. Everybody's figured out the Chiefs defense.
Yeah, they do give up points.
They do
sure.
give up points. And also, the Bills play the Chiefs week 6.
Yeah.
And the Bills lost.
Right.
And Josh Allen's been throwing a heck of passes. He's throwing dimes.
Dude, he throws freaking darts. He throws hard, man.
Darts.
He is so fast.
Especially, he's also got Stephon Diggs.
Oh my God, that they would not be in the AFC Championship without Stephon Diggs.
They don't. I say Bills by 2.
2. So you're gonna pick. Well, you're picking the Bills to cover, obviously. So
yeah.
2.
2.
What's the score?
18-16.
Ooh, very low. I can't see. I've been trying to figure out if I wanted to go high or low. This week, in terms of the score. But I just can't in good conscience pick against Patrick Mahomes. If we're gonna, all right, so we're gonna assume he's playing just for the hell of this segment. I can't pick the Bills. I just can't do it. As much as I want the Bills to win, I can't. You want to say something? What are you gonna say?
The Chiefs are like the Patriots.
They don't cheat though.
No, they don't cheat, but they just are so freaking good that I'm. Honestly,
you just want to pick against them for them.
I honestly want to pick against them.
I get it.
And I honestly want to see the Bills Mafia go to the Super Bowl.
Dude, I would love that.
And see them jump through tables.
Oh my god, that city would be in freaking. That'd be in freaking asylum over there. But no, man, I can't pick the Bills. It's gonna be the Chiefs. The Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl. They're gonna beat the Bills. I think I want to go. Damn, I'm just gonna go middle. Since I don't know if I want to go high or low with the score, I think I'm gonna go Chiefs. Chiefs by three. We're gonna go 24-21, and Chiefs Packers to the Super Bowl. Adrian Perez chiming in on Facebook Live. He's saying hello to Bobby, his former plumbing manager at Menards.
And I also want to give a shout out really fast.
Do it.
To Brianna Garcia.
Hell yeah. I love Bri. Hope you're watching, Bri. If you're not watching, you suck. yeah, like it. Miss Bri a lot. So yeah, let's do it. NFL discussion. No, we got our picks of the week. Please send me your picks of the week. Please send Bobby your picks of the week so we can judge you accordingly. At Second City Sam,
I'm
at Big Boy Bobby
B. Hardcore.
You should judge them, mofos. All right, big thing going on right now. It's the Deshaun Watson stuff, right?
Deshaun Watson. He's getting done dirty in Houston.
Why do you figure? Well, just because they traded away everyone and then lied to him.
It's like Deshaun Watson's like a Patrick Kane situation.
No, he hasn't earned what Patrick Kane's earned.
But it's also the fact that he has no. What are they gonna do? Draft everybody? Draft a full wide receiver core?
They had one, and they traded him for a bag of dimes.
I don't know. I see Deshaun leaving Houston.
Well, yeah, but the big thing here in Chicago is that Bears fans want him.
He ain't coming to the Bears.
Say it louder for the people in the
back. He ain't coming to the Bears.
You're right. As much as I would love to see him in blue and orange.
Our starter next year is going to be Nick Foles.
Oh, for God's sakes.
And it's going to be Nick Foles for the whole entire year.
You make me sad, man. Oh, no. I just saw something here when I got out of work a few hours ago. Where is it? I got to try to find it. It was about Watson. Here it is right here. This is via Jeremy Fowler, or whoever that is, some kind of reporter. Acquiring Deshaun Watson might require not only three first-round picks, but at least one very high pick, multiple evaluators say. So if you want Deshaun Watson, you got three first-round picks to give up. Excuse me. And then whatever else they want in the deal.
Speaking of that, why don't we go with NBC Chicago and what they've been saying.
About Watson?
What? Have you seen this?
No.
Who says no? Houston receives Khalil Mack, Chicago's 2021 first-round pick, Chicago's 2021 fifth-round pick, Chicago's 2022 first-round pick, Chicago's 2022 third-round pick, Chicago's 2023 fourth-round pick for Deshaun Watson's and Houston's 2022 fourth-round pick.
Who says no?
Who says no?
I say no. That is a ridiculous amount of picks. And one quarterback is not going to win you a championship because you still got to build around him. And I don't think the Bears have the talent around any quarterback for them to go anywhere.
There is another one.
If you want Khalil Mack, fine.
Here you go. Here's the other
one. Go ahead.
Houston receives Kyle Fuller and Jalen Johnson.
Oh, my God.
Chicago's 2021 first-round pick, Chicago's 2021 sixth-round pick, Chicago's 2022 first-round pick for Deshaun Watson, Kean Crossen, and Houston's 2022 fourth-round pick.
So it's essentially Deshaun Watson.
Deshaun Watson, their corner for Kyle Fuller and Jalen Johnson.
So, and two first-rounders?
Two first-rounders.
And then a six.
And a six.
So, essentially, you're trading away your entire cornerback core for, and your two first-round picks for the next 2 years for one quarterback. I can't do it. No freaking way, man.
4 minutes ago, Mike Singletary reportedly interviewed for the Bears defensive coordinator opening this week.
No kidding, really?
As of 4 minutes ago from Adam Johns.
Oh, man, that's... I don't know how I feel. I mean, I wouldn't mind it, would you?
I wouldn't mind it.
I mean,
bring back that, What was the defense from?
46.
46 defense?
Yeah, no, that would never work. I'd like to see Mike Singletary, man. That'd be cool. I mean, the guy's probably so far out of his mind that he doesn't know what's going on anymore. But, yeah, I'd try it out. I mean, what... Really, dude, I mean, they're not... I think they're going to wind up going in-house in terms of defensive coordinator.
But who?
I don't know, Bobby.
Who's in-house?
Do I look like I work for the Bears?
You better.
Yeah, well, I don't. So I don't know who...
I just don't get why they don't try at least interview Matt Patricia.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Maybe they were turned off so bad by how he did in Detroit that won't have any job in the NFL anymore. Who knows?
If Adam Gase has a job, Matt Patricia has a job.
Yeah, but Adam Gase has shown... I don't know. Maybe he hasn't shown anything. Never. Whatever point I was trying to make, forget about it. Other news out of the NFL today. Phillip Rivers calls it a career after 17 seasons?
17 seasons.
Yeah.
And I quote from Mr. Second City Sam, peace.
Yep, good riddance. Never liked him. He's a punk bitch who was cocky for no reason. Never won anything. Never won any championships to deserve to be cocky like that. I thought he was a piece of crap. Good player, piece of crap. Never won a championship. Good riddance.
I don't call it a career if you didn't win a championship.
Wait, what?
I don't think you go out 17 years. Yeah, you threw a lot of yards.
Hey, man. He
threw a lot of touchdowns.
He's been good.
He didn't win a championship.
No, he did not. Neither did Dan Marino, though.
Yeah. But also, you had to go through Peyton Manning for most of your career when you had LaDainian Tomlinson as your running back.
Yeah, that's true. Good riddance, man. I don't care.
Okay, since Phillip Rivers retired, who do you think the Colts are gonna get for QB?
Jacoby Brissett. I don't know. I don't know. Who's really available to them?
Well, there's probably be a lot of players available in the coming weeks.
There was one person that they were thinking, wasn't it, for the Colts?
They're talking about trading for Carson Wentz.
That's what I was talking about. I don't know how I feel about that.
Or Matt Stafford.
Good one.
Or Matt Ryan.
Dude, are they honestly going to be trading all these players this season?
They're not going to be trading them. They're going to be reworking their contract because Atlanta owes Matt Ryan $100 million over the next couple years.
Okay, so if they rework the contract, they would still have to... I don't understand. So if Matt Ryan were to move teams,
or
that team would assume
they just
the rest
buy
of the
him
company.
Out.
There's no way they're going to buy him out.
You never know.
No, because people are going to be picking up the phone and ringing your ear off for Matt Ryan. There's no way they'd buy him out. When they can just hand that contract off to somebody else,
yeah.
Why would they buy him out? There's no way. I feel like there's more NFL news that I can't remember. I don't remember. Wait, let's take a look at my notes here.
Oh
yeah, the State Farm Bowl.
Oh, no, but on top of that, friggin' Dan Campbell.
Oh, yeah.
Getting signed by the Lions.
Yeah, he's the new head coach for the Detroit Lions.
Supposedly, what's his name?
John Cena.
Dick.
That's not his name either.
The Patriots offensive coordinator.
Josh McDaniels?
Josh McDaniels is supposedly interviewing for the Eagles head spot.
Ah, that dude's not a head coach, man. I don't trust anybody that comes from the Bill Belichick coaching tree. I just don't. Because none of them have ever succeeded.
I thought that said Ian Happ for a second.
No. I thought... just getting this breaking news from MLB. The Twins are in agreement with J.A. Happ on a one-year deal. So, J.A. Happ to the Twins. He's getting older, though, too, isn't he? He's not the pitcher he used to be.
He's not the pitcher, but he has a wicked knuckleball.
Oh, God, yeah, he does.
State Farm.
I want to mention really quick the possibility of a State Farm Bowl. We got Aaron Rodgers versus Patrick Mahomes.
You got discount double check.
No, the, what is it, the Rodgers rate versus the Patrick Price. So, who knows? We'll see what happens there. That's the end of our NFL discussion. And let's keep it going here before we take another time out. We're going to talk some baseball here quickly before we get to our wrestling.
Oh, this is going to be real quick.
Oh, yeah, quick right now. I shouldn't have said that. Yeah, it's not going to be quick. The Cubs off season. All right.
Trash.
It's a pretty good way to describe it. So let's take a look at what's going on so far. Let's go down the list, if you will. And I'm not going to mention the little minor bullpen shit signings that they made because they're not even worth mentioning.
I don't even know who they signed.
Right? I don't either. That's why I didn't write them down. Screw it. So it started out with Kyle Schwarber and Albert Almora Jr. getting non-tendered. Released, in other words. Then, Yu Darvish was traded to the Padres for a jar of pennies. In reality, it was number 11 prospect, and then Zach Davies and whoever the hell else that don't matter. Next, we had John Lester sign with the Nationals after being lowballed by the Cubs in contract negotiations.
That lowball was not even a major league deal.
Yeah.
From what me and Sam were talking about.
It hurts.
It was like a minor league deal for like less than $1 million.
Unbelievable.
For a guy that won you a freaking World Series.
We had Kyle Schwarber sign with the Nationals.
I'm sad to see him leave.
Oh, yeah. I love Kyle Schwarber.
But
it was time.
It was time for him to go.
I wasn't too upset about that. Yesterday, we had Jose Quintana sign with the Angels. And then, just to throw in a little bit of positivity, the Cubs did sign the number 6 international prospect, a shortstop named Christian Hernandez.
Why do you need another shortstop?
Hey, man. Don't question Jed Hoyer, all right?
Jed Hoyer sucks.
Ooh, hot take, baby. Hot take.
I'm sorry. He's taking what Theo had in this organization and just tossing it in the trash.
I don't necessarily agree, though. Because
But I also get what you're saying with the Cubs didn't need to lose a lot of money. You had a lot of people you needed to sign this offseason.
Yes, because Theo... All right. I'm not blaming this on Theo or Jed, but here's what I'm going to say. Theo Epstein built this team. He built it and sent it to the moon. They won a championship. But Theo also destroyed this team. He destroyed it. Trying to keep winning baseball together isn't easy. So that's why I'm not going to blame it on him. But I can't explain this. There's no way that the Cubs should be in the predicament they are now. And it's because of Theo that they are, in my opinion. Not developing pitchers in your farm system. I just can't explain. The bullpen, never built a bullpen for the future. He didn't build up... The Cubs' prospect pool before this season was damn near empty. They had nobody. Nobody in the farm to be excited about. Pitching prospects, none.
Oh, and he did get rid of the farm. Yeah,
he did. It's because they were trying to continue playing winning baseball. I get it. But at the end of the day, he screwed us for the future. And he leaves and leaves Jed with the dirty work. So I love your hot take. And I'm waiting to hear more. But I'm not putting this on Jed, man.
I'm going to retract my statement.
Oh, come on now. Defend yourself.
No, it's just I don't, like me and you were talking about, I don't see this team going anywhere in the next couple years.
Definitely not. And then
Jed can turn this organization around and build up that farm system again.
Either way, we're going to have to give him a chance.
Yeah, but it's the fact that with him trading away Yu Darvish...
I know.
...for nobody, that's stupid.
I know it's stupid.
The runner-up for Cy Young, you trade for nobody.
Yep. And Zach Davies, you know, he's fine. Cool. But you don't get any prospects within the Padres' top 10? For you, Darvish, you don't get anything? I didn't like the trade either, man. But, I mean, we'll have to see what he does. If they wind up trading a guy like Wilson Contreras or Chris Bryant, we'll have to see what he can get in return. Hopefully he could fleece somebody out of their top prospect or something like that. Because at this point, you could tell they're just trying to build up the prospect pool.
They are.
Which is fine.
And they're probably going to bring up Ed Howard.
I think he's about a year or two away. Because what is he?
So?
What is he, only 19, right? Or 20?
I believe so.
Yeah, I mean, you could see him. I mean, you'll definitely see him in spring training. But I don't know if he'll be ready for the bigs yet.
I got you.
Moving over to the south side. The White Sox. The last move they made was signing Liam Hendricks. And they had that number one international prospect.
Yep.
I can't remember his name. Oh, Yoleki Cespedes. Yeah, Jonas Cespedes' brother, of course. They're reportedly done making moves. How far can this team go? Because you said the American League is going to run through New York.
Do you disagree? Because it seems like you disagree.
I didn't say I disagreed.
I see it running through. I see the Sox getting probably to the divisional round.
Just the NLDS?
ALDS?
I'm sorry. Yeah.
You think they can get to the championship?
Who's going to beat them in the divisional round?
Oh, yeah, true.
I mean, sure, you can have an upset or whatever, but I think between the Sox and the Yankees, I think they're both the favorites to be in the American League Championship, no?
Yeah, I believe you.
I mean, I think the Rays are still going to be good. And then,
you think so?
Yeah.
Oh,
they always find a way to be good.
Yeah,
they do. You don't even know who's on their team, and they just find a way to be good.
Astros are still going to be good.
Astros are going to be good. The Blue Jays.
Blue Jays, sure. Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Blue Jays can make a run.
Yeah. The Twins will still be there.
Blue Jays can make a run for anybody's money.
They could. They definitely could. Interesting stuff on the south side, man. They're really the only game in town for Chicago right now. And obviously they're not on TV right now, so we're stuck with the Bulls and the Blackhawks. But if you're a White Sox fan, neither of us are. If you're a White Sox fan, you should be very excited because your team is back. They're going to be freaking good, man. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch. I'm going to be watching, and I'm a hardcore Cubs fan. For some reason, I think the Cubs are going to be pretty unwatchable this year. I'm still going to watch them, obviously.
We're still going to go games if they're allowed fans.
Yeah, we hope we're going to the games. But I definitely will be paying attention to what's going on the South side. That's for damn sure. All right, take a time out. Come back. We will finish it up. We will enter the final leg of the show. Pro wrestling. We got SmackDown. We got Raw. We got NXT. That's all coming up next right here on Second City Sam's Hot Takes with Bobby Bilena. Don't go away. All right, we are back. Second City Sam's Hot Takes. It is the fourth quarter of this show, which means we got some pro wrestling to talk about. But before we do that, we have a question here on the live stream from our good friend Bree, Brianna Garcia. Hi, hello, I'm online right now for class and I'm bored, so here's my damn question. What's the best Super Bowl food you have to have at your house every year? P.S. I miss you, knuckleheads. You want to answer that first? Because there is so much freaking food that I love on Super Bowl Sunday.
All right, I'm going to give you my top five.
Ooh, okay.
If I can name five.
What? How would you not name five?
First off, chili dip. Gotta have some chili dip.
Sounds good.
Gotta have wings.
Oh, yeah.
What else? I'm blinking. Oh, my cheesecake that I made.
I won't eat it. I don't like cheesecake. Well, I'll try yours, but I just don't like cheesecake.
I'm blinking.
Man, this is too easy. If we're naming five of them, I'm just going to throw in all of them. I'd say
three.
All right. So for me, chips and guac. It's all, oh man, chips and guac. It's guac salsa, too. That's definitely a go-to for me. Jalapeno poppers. Those are so much good. So good on the Super Bowl Sunday. Chicken wings, definitely a good go-to there. What else? What did I say? Three?
Mm-hmm.
I don't eat these anymore, but pizza rolls, man. We're always on there. I love pizza rolls. You can't go wrong on Super Bowl Sunday eating like 35 pizza rolls. You know, I mean, you'll be paying for it later, but pizza rolls are damn good on Super Bowl Sunday. And to finish it off, man, I don't know. One more.
You said it was so easy.
I thought it was.
Well, you did say three.
I did. I don't know. Let's go pizza. You can't go wrong with a pizza.
Slices of
za. Well, yeah. So, Bree, thank you for your question. Got one here from my mother-in-law. Here's my question. Where's the cameo by my grandpuppy? Her name tag makes her sports-related. Yes, but she's actually being very good right now and sleeping during this show, so I do not want to wake her up. So she will not be making a cameo on this show. Jeremiah Wilson says hi on the Facebook live stream. Thank you all for checking us out. We're about almost an hour and a half into the show, and we're entering our last segment. So we're going to finish it up here with some pro wrestling talk. This week in pro wrestling, started off with what happened on SmackDown Friday. Adam Pearce finds a way to trick Roman Reigns.
Which is shocking.
It is. And it will now be Roman Reigns versus Kevin Owens in a last man standing match. By the way, Jeremiah, I saw the pizza and pizza rolls comment. You suck. Pizza and pizza rolls is not the same thing. How dare you for even mentioning something like that. Go on.
I see Jey Uso interfering somehow.
Yeah.
But I can also see Kevin Owens having somebody by his side.
I feel like, alright, so that match is going to be really good, first of all. Last man standing matches are probably one of my favorite matches, match stipulations. Kevin Owens, Roman Reigns, they have, like, super good chemistry together. And, yeah, Jey Uso is going to be involved, but I feel like, I don't know who it could be, but I feel like somebody's going to wind up helping Kevin Owens out.
I feel like somebody's going to come back.
Yeah, but who could it be, though? Like, that, there's nobody, like, that would fit, that would make sense, that is, like, friends with Kevin Owens, unless it was Sami Zayn, and Sami Zayn's a dick heel.
Yeah, so. Sami Zayn's a homo. Hobo. Hobo.
There's no homophobic slurs on this show. That was an accident.
He's a hobo.
Yeah.
But he's also a good heel.
He is. But in reality, though, who could you see helping Kevin Owens? Because I don't know. I don't know who it is. Maybe nobody helps him. Maybe he just beats both their ass. Because I think Kevin Owens is winning the Universal title.
I can see it happening.
After all these matches, these progressing matches, I think Kevin Owens wins the title. And I think if that were to happen, would they enter Roman Reigns into the Rumble like he did one time when he lost the WWE Championship in the same day?
I would hate to see that.
That would piss fans off all over again.
But it probably would happen.
It could. I'm looking forward to that match, though. That's going to be awesome. From SmackDown, Shinsuke Nakamura versus Jey Uso. Really fun match. Those guys... Jey Uso has been so freaking impressive in his singles run here with Roman Reigns. They call him Main Event Jey Uso. So I like it. I like what he's doing. I like anything involved with Roman Reigns. So Jey Uso is fun. Shinsuke is... I think he's a babyface again.
I believe so.
He's got his old theme song back where you can sing along like the crowd used to. And, yeah.
It's always going to be a fun time.
Yeah, so I'm guessing that'll lead to a breakup of Nakamura and Cesaro. And they're going to have...
Give Cesaro a title run?
Oh, that'd be so nice. But before anything like that, Nakamura would probably feud with Cesaro. Which would be awesome. Nakamura versus Cesaro. Can you imagine those frickin' matches, man?
Yeah.
Golly. Speaking of really good matches, Daniel Bryan versus Cesaro on SmackDown last week. If you did not see it, please go watch it because that, for a TV match, that was excellent. Cesaro pinned Daniel Bryan, and yeah. That was essentially it for SmackDown. He did.
The Royal Rumble?
Yeah. Well, he was... Yeah, Cesaro was already in it, I believe. But I hope he has a good showing in the Rumble, man. They need to build something with Cesaro because he's too freaking good to be wasted like that. He really is.
Was.
On to Monday Night Raw. We have... Goldberg versus Drew McIntyre is going to happen at the Royal Rumble. Drew McIntyre accepted his challenge.
They are meeting face-to-face next week.
Yes, Drew McIntyre will be out of COVID next Monday and meet face-to-face with Goldberg. But what happened on Miz and Morrison's dirt sheet, they had, they had Goldberg and some dude portraying Drew McIntyre. Holy hell. Goldberg, after having a heart attack some 2 months ago, and is 60-something years old, is still being paid to make fun of Goldberg on national television. And I think it's freaking hilarious. And the whole segment was weird, and I'm sure people around the world hated it because they don't know how to enjoy things. But I thought it was funny. I laughed at it.
Goldberg and that tongue, man.
Oh, my God. That guy has been portraying Goldberg since the late 90s. And he's still getting paid to do it. And I'm popping for it. I think it's awesome. So, Goldberg, Drew McIntyre at the Rumble, I'm totally uninterested in that match.
I'm glad that Kevin Owens and Roman Reigns are having a last man standing match.
Yeah.
So that we can not watch Goldberg versus McIntyre.
No, I mean, we're going to watch it. I mean, it's...
No doubt about it, we're going to watch it, but I don't want to watch it, watch it. Like, I'm tired of seeing Goldberg. Goldberg's like freaking Brock Lesnar.
Hey, don't you ever say that again. Brock Lesnar is 10 times the wrestler.
He is. He's good. I'm saying, why are they bringing these old... Why is Goldberg coming back? Goldberg just needs to retire.
Yeah.
Stay home. Watch the show yourself. Stop showing up and asking for a title shot. Like, what's that going to do for you? You're going to have it for freaking 2 months, and then here comes WrestleMania, and you lose it?
Here comes Brock Lesnar. Or who won it last year from Strowman?
Strowman.
Yeah.
Like.
I don't know, man. I know. I got respect for Goldberg for what he did back when. I was never a fan of his work. I think he's a terrible wrestler. But it is what it is. I'm not going to sit here and complain about it. I'm going to watch it. And hopefully it winds up being like the Goldberg-Lesnar match that won pay-per-view. So we'll have to wait and see.
The pay-per-view that lasted?
Yeah, the match that lasted like 30 seconds. It was the greatest 30 seconds ever, though, dude. Like, it was such a good match.
Didn't Goldberg spear him like 6 times in that 30 seconds?
Yeah, he speared him like 3 or 4 times and then did the jackhammer, and that was it. And he won. And the crowd popped super hard
for him. I don't think Brock Lesnar's coming back because Heyman's with
Roman Reigns.
With Reigns.
I don't know.
Or Roman retains, and here comes Brock Lesnar.
Oh my god, dude. I know they've wrestled each other at 2 different WrestleManias, but I do not care. I would love to see that again. This time with Reigns as a really cool heel character, and be cool to see Lesnar come back as a huge, huge star babyface, man. Yeah. I think that would be awesome. Did you see Randy Orton's promo?
I loved Randy Orton's promo.
Oh my god.
Even though, like I told you at work, that he, with that mask on his head, he looked like a... I'm not going to say it.
Like a what? You told me?
Yeah, I said... you probably weren't listening to me.
That's okay. I have selective hearing. What? Is it not suitable for this show?
I don't know. Is it?
I don't know. You gotta tell me what it is before... I mean, if it is, if you think it's suitable for the show, then go on, because you've been swearing on it. We've been swearing on it, so it can't be that bad, can it?
Come on, you expect me to be PG on your show?
not at all. But what is it? What did you call him? You could have just showed me.
I know.
Oh, boy. Let's see what it is. Oh, no, man, you could say that. That's great.
Randy Orton looked like a condom with that face mask on. Like, I get it, it's to protect his first degree burns, but he straight up looked like a condom.
Yeah, he had a rubber on his head. Where's the little reservoir, though, at the top?
It was underneath the hood. Because he was wearing his hood.
Yeah, he was. You're right. He was wearing the hood. So, I all jokes aside,
I honestly thought he was going to take it off mid-promo.
Yeah, because he was like...
Because he was like messing with it, and I thought he was going to take it off.
Yeah, but that promo was really good, man. Randy Orton is doing some of his best work of his
foreshadowing
career.
Is Randy Orton going to win the Rumble?
No, he's not going to win the Rumble. They always build like 3 or 4 guys up as if they're going to win it.
You think my thing that I said about The Fiend coming back and interfering?
Oh, that's exactly what I think is going to happen.
You think that's what's going to happen?
Yeah, he's going to cost Randy Orton, eliminate him or whatever. I don't know if he's going to be in the match, but he's going to eliminate Randy Orton, and that's going to lead to their ultimate match at WrestleMania. Hopefully a redemption match for the shit show they had at 32, I think. I think it was 30. I can't remember.
What are you talking about?
Randy Orton versus Bray Wyatt, the WWE title match they had at WrestleMania.
Oh! 32? I
think it was 33. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Either way, the match sucked. And hopefully they make up for it this time.
Well, I believe Randy, because Stone Cold is the only person to win the Rumble 3 times. And Randy Orton won it twice already. He won it in 07 and 2017. That's why he was saying...
No, you're 2017.
That's why he was saying the inevitable. You're not going to stop my reign to get that third Royal Rumble.
Oh, my God. Dude, if he wins, I'm going to throw a freaking fit. I don't like to be that wrestling fan, but he does not need another Royal Rumble.
I had an epiphany.
Oh, boy. Let's hear it.
I think, with me and you talking about the Kevin Owens-Roman Reigns fight...
Yeah.
What if Stone Cold was in Kevin Owens' corner?
Stone Cold.
Because him and Kevin Owens and Stone Cold are, like, best friends. Stone Cold really liked Kevin Owens.
And he let him use the stunner.
And you let him use the stunner.
Far-fetched, but I mean, I guess you can never say never. But I don't think that would be
it. I'm just saying.
No, yeah, I get it. It's a cool thought. It'd be cool if it happened, but I don't see that happening. Like, Stone Cold is done. I mean, obviously he wouldn't wrestle, but I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. It should be fun, man. It should be a really good match.
Really good pay-per-view?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Finishing up on Raw, AJ Styles versus Ricochet. Oh, my God. AJ Styles is the best wrestler in the world, and I don't care what anybody says.
Manny,
Scott, who else? Who else doesn't like AJ Styles? I don't know. AJ Styles is the best in the world, man. The Styles Clash that he did off of the rope.
That was phenomenal.
Yeah, pun intended.
Pun intended.
Yes, that dude is so good. That match was so good. Ricochet is excellent. Ricochet's
always excellent, yes, in the ring.
He deserves a lot better. But he has a personality of a wet carrot. That's the problem. So, I mean,
like, he had his stint with Retribution.
Yeah, and I thought he was going to join Retribution.
I thought he was too, but that didn't happen.
No, so...
And now they're going after freaking Xavier Woods.
Yeah. I really don't know what's going on with Retribution. I want to like Retribution, but they just don't... I mean, it doesn't seem like creative knows what they want to do with them. So, I don't know. Asuka and Alexa Bliss. Interesting stuff.
To say the least. You finally finished... You watched that match.
Yeah.
What'd you think of that ending?
I'll tell you. Anything they do with Alexa Bliss right now is money. Because she's playing that freaking character as if her life depended on it. She is so in tune with that character that everything is working. The match with Asuka was good. Asuka sold it really well, too. Yes. As if she was scared.
Asuka did sell that really well.
She did. And I think whatever their plan is, whether it be to put the strap on Alexa at some point, I am all for it. Everything is perfect right now. The match was perfect. The editing work was perfect.
Yeah.
With the, you know, switching faces and everything. It was really cool. Yeah, dude, excellent stuff. What'd you think?
I honestly loved it. Like you said, Alexa Bliss is money with what she's doing right now while Bray Wyatt and The Fiend are supposedly dead.
Yeah.
But it still lives in her.
Right.
And still moving on, like, she hit Sister Abigail perfectly.
She did. That was an excellent Abigail.
That was phenomenal. Asuka even sold that so well.
Yeah, she's the best, man. Like, she's so good.
It's money TV right now with Alexa Bliss.
Yep.
And
sure
even
is.
With that feud with Randy Orton that she has, like, that's phenomenal.
Top stuff. It really is. It's money. So that's about it for Monday Night Raw. Tonight, NXT, we have, obviously, the Women's Dusty Classic Tag Team Tournament, which is new, by the way. They're finally doing a Women's Dusty Classic.
That's cool.
Yeah, super cool. I mean, there's so much freaking talent in NXT when it comes to the women. It's cool to give them something to do there. The Men's Dusty Classic continues tonight, but that's not really the story for tonight's episode of NXT. Tonight is Tommaso Ciampa versus Timothy Thatcher in a Fight Pit match. I've never seen one. I didn't know the rules until just before we started this show.
It's like an MMA fight inside of a wrestling ring.
Yeah.
So the only way you can win is by tap out or knockout.
Right, so it's going to be a shoot work fight.
Yeah.
So that should be interesting to watch. Timothy Thatcher is awesome. For those of you who haven't seen Timothy Thatcher on NXT, dude, he is good, good, good. Stiff worker, but stiff safe. Yeah, I don't if you can understand that. And obviously, Tommaso Ciampa is the shit. So, yeah. Got anything else for the crowd here, Bobby?
Oh, Mr. Sam.
Uh-oh. I don't like that tone.
Finn Balor versus Pete Dunne. Do you watch that?
Dude. I am so freaking excited.
Or do you think it'll be a triple threat match? Because, what's his name? Kyle O'Reilly?
Yeah.
Was in that mess up. He got hurt too.
Right.
At the end of that.
I don't care, honestly, because Kyle O'Reilly's awesome. Pete Dunne's awesome. Obviously, we know Finn Balor's awesome.
I honestly love Finn Balor in NXT.
I do, too. But
he fits well in NXT.
I think he's going to be back on the main roster pretty soon, though, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I don't see him being there long-term because I don't know. I think Vince likes him. I mean, he took him off the main event platter as soon as he got hurt the first time, but I still think Vince likes him. And I really miss the, what's the name of his character? The Demon. I miss the Demon character, man. I miss coming out for pay-per-views and all the paint and shit. Like, it was super cool.
It's crazy that he painted that himself.
Yeah, no, he didn't.
When he was an independent, he painted
it
himself.
Oh, yeah. When
but now they painted it right. For him, but he first painted it himself.
Yeah. Finn Balor's awesome. Finn Balor and Pete Dunne would be awesome. I can't wait. If they add Kyle O'Reilly, that's fine, too, because that would just make the match that much more awesome. NXT is in really good shape, man. They just signed Priscilla Kelly, an independent wrestler.
Really?
She is freaking awesome. She was married to Darby Allin.
Oh, okay.
They got a divorce and all that jazz. But she is excellent. NXT women are... The entire WWE women's division is the best in the world. And it's not even close. AEW's women's division sucks. AEW sucks. That's why I'm not even talking about it on the show. But AEW's women's division sucks. Impact's women's division is excellent. But it falls just short of WWE's. Japan has some great stars. Stardom, obviously, the all-women's company is really good. But, man, there's way too much talent in WWE to even match that. So that's it. Bada bing, bada boom. That's the end of the show. Bobby, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you for having me on again.
Dude, anytime. I saw a comment from Robert. Robert said he wanted to be on the show this week. Well, guess what? You're more than welcome anytime you want, Robbie. So for my boy Bobby here, it's been a blast talking the shooting shit with you. And thank you to everyone who have commented on the Facebook live stream. Thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for interacting, making this a lot of fun. Once again, you can follow us on Twitter at Second City Sam and at Big Boy Bobby B. And I'm gonna eat dinner. Squid. Yeah, squid. Don't you forget it. Big boy Bobby B is the squid. So, yeah, been a pleasure. We'll same time next week. Brand new episode. Brand new slate of topics. Hopefully, some better news coming out of Chicago sports next week. But don't you count on it. Hopefully, Bobby's prediction of the Buffalo Bills comes true. It's not gonna, but I hope.
Hopefully.
It does. And yeah, that's it, guys. I'd like to thank you all for listening again. Make sure to give that podcast a thumbs up. Give it a 5-star review. We are out of here. Have a safe and fantastic weekend ahead.